When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We have a situation here, Andy.
We got a situation.
We have Vrabes, who was working for the Browns last year, coaching the New England Patriots this year.
Uh-oh.
And Vrabes, of course, played in New England for Bill Belichick, who, of course, started his head coaching career in Cleveland with the Browns.
You mean the famous North Carolina head football coach?
That's the one.
Okay.
And, you know, so there's the big connection. Belichick started here, and then he ends up in New England with a detour in between in New York with the NYJ. And then he ends up in New England. And you think, wow, Browns had him win. Well, there are others.
We had him in the building, Jeff.
Andy, there are others.
What do you mean, others?
Who did time with both of these franchises.
And I make it sound like they were in prison.
Well, in some cases, maybe they were here. In these situations, I think I love looking back, and I love looking at the guys who might have helped both franchises over the years, or at the very least, the most notable of the guys who played for our team. Are you game?
Yeah, what are we calling this?
Are you game?
Yes, what are we calling this?
We're calling this guys who played for the Browns and the Patriots, and we're going to talk about it here on Baskin and Phelps.
Wow, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I love it. The marching band was ready for it. I wasn't, but let's go, yeah.
We're going to start at quarterback because that's a great place to start. Friend of the show, Brian Hoyer.
Oh!
Played for both of these franchises, mainly for the Browns, of course, Patriots, but he was here for the Browns when he got duped over, and that still stinks. But you know what?
Yeah,
there aren't that many quarterbacks who actually played for both teams. We picked Brian over.
Okay.
Vinny Testaverde, Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappi, who's here right now. Babe Parilli, and Andy?
I know, your favorite quarterback and mine. The
Dick
man
Shiner.
That changed the destiny of the Steelers, yes.
Dick Shiner, the former Maryland Terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
Best running back I could find who kind of played for both teams. There really wasn't one.
Okay, so we're switching positions now, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
We're
not going
back
in depth. I mean, what's there to go in depth about? Yeah, Hoyer played for both teams.
Okay.
We're just having some fun.
All right.
Pierre Strong, who was just here. There really wasn't a great running back who played for both teams.
Hmm.
I did come up with two wide receivers that I liked a lot.
Okay.
Reggie Rucker.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can think of one other one too.
And Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Josh had moments with both teams. Moments when it looked like he was a Hall of Famer, and unfortunately that career was derailed.
Andre Davis and Kenny Britt, honorable mention.
And see, Andy does a Google, and he goes ahead and diverts the whole thing.
I'm not diverting anything. You didn't have them. I put them on the honorable mention list.
They didn't deserve. I was going to keep it tight and tidy and not like list every guy who ever played for both of these teams.
I didn't list everybody, but some guys are worth honorable mention.
Guys, keep going. Move along.
There's one really good. One really good tight end who played for both franchises.
I know.
Really smart fella, Mr. Ben Watson. I picked him over Gronk. Could have picked Gronk.
His brother?
Yes, Dan Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Played for both teams in 2011.
I also think you forgot the great O.J. Santiago, who played at Kent State.
I don't think I forgot anybody, Andy. I think I left people out because there are like 94 guys who played for both teams. And we got a dang schedule to follow. And I'm basking. And I'm like, oh, let me do it.
Well, just because you did a lot of work and I did 4 seconds worth of work. Keep going.
Can't have nice things.
You might even be able to find a special teams coordinator in here. Keep going.
I just went for one offensive lineman, but I ended up with three who played the same position. Dave Wollabaugh.
Yeah, you can't forget him.
Well, Dave still lives here in Northeast Ohio.
I know.
Dave, if you're listening, good to have you with us. Glad
I was not going to let Jeff forget you, Dave, just so you know.
Well, he's the guy. Dave's the guy.
Yeah, Jeff would have forgot you.
4 years in New England and then 4 years here. He was an original Brown when they came back. Mike Babb.
One of my favorites of all time.
Mike Babb. And Greg Rucosi.
Oh.
Who I was sitting near at a Billy Joel concert at the Coliseum.
Ding!
And
ding.
Greg was a heck of a nice guy. But, you know, Greg was like 6'5", 6'4", about 320. He couldn't sit in those seats. He had to get up and stand for the entire concert.
No, I believe it. I'll give you the same thing. I once sat.
He had to get out of there.
I sat at a table with Nev Chandler and with Mike Babb.
Ding!
At a cystic fibrosis event. Had to have been 80s. I was probably a teenager, so they let me go. Yeah, probably 80s. And Nev taught me how to be an auctioneer that night. And man, if you gave a fake bid, he was all over you.
Oh.
Sir, if you move your hand, that is a bid. This is a warning. The next time I see you move your hand, you will have an official bid.
Dan, did Nev play for the Patriots and the Browns?
This is also not going to be a tight 15.
The defensive line, I just picked one guy. There's only one guy. Even though he never played defensive line for the Patriots, by God, he did here. Mr. Bob Golic.
That's friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Ding! Yep.
Bob's terrific guy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Really on a tight timeline here or what?
No,
you guys are
no, I was just
me.
Being a jerk.
Oh. Yeah, and which we enjoy, you know, especially when you get off on your tangents. That's always fun.
Oh, and you
Dan,
don't?
Dan, watch his head explode.
Go.
At linebacker.
Yes.
It can't be anybody other than Willie McGinest.
Oh, yeah. Do the work in New England, get paid in Cleveland. Willie McGinest!
Bring your dudes with you. You got to have somebody to help install that thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The one that hurts the most, and you did not bring him up, so I'll bask in this one.
Wait a minute.
Do it.
Is he a position I haven't covered yet?
No. No, okay. It is. You only picked one linebacker, correct?
I'm not too. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jamie Collins was another one who got paid.
Jamie got paid.
He came in and got paid.
And then he went back.
Romeo did awesome.
Yeah.
Romeo looked at Willie and said, hey, man. Your bank account needs a little cash. Why don't you just come over here and just kind of walk up and down the sidelines? You don't even need to practice.
Collins was awful here.
If I needed another defensive lineman, I could have picked Anthony Unpleasant.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, how do you have a name Anthony Pleasant and not call him Unpleasant?
Because he was a nice guy?
Yeah, he was fine. He was a disruptive, nasty defensive lineman. He's unpleasant.
Right. Oh, punters can be interesting.
Your DBs.
Keep going. Yes,
your
keep
DBs.
Going. Yes.
Gonna go Ray Claiborne. Remember Ray Claiborne, who was really good with the Patriots? He was here for a little while.
He was here.
You could throw in, if you want a more modern era guy, Jabril Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you just want a really
Wait a second. Hang on. Is Jabril, is he still standing in the middle of Lake Erie to play defense?
He playing for the Steelers now?
Oh, see, that is.
He is playing for the Steelers now. He's on special teams.
Yeah. Well, you know, if he was
playing a penalty.
He'd be in coverage if he was standing in the new stadium in Buffalo, too. So.
And can I throw out the name of a guy who I think was a really nice kid when he was here and has gone on to have a nice coaching career, also played for the Patriots a little bit, and his name just came up in a conversation. I'll share it with you. Harlan Barnett.
Oh!
Remember Harlan Barnett?
No, not at all.
Harlan, not in the slightest.
No. Harlan played at Michigan State. I recently ran into a kid who actually went to Michigan State to play, and I was chatting with him, and he's a young guy, and he brought up the name Harlan Barnett, and he said, you know, my coach, Harlan Barnett. And I said, oh, you mean the bang stick? And he looked at me, and he went, how do you know that? And I went, oh, I knew Harlan. He was a nice kid. And that was his nickname, the bang stick.
I don't know. We once had Harlan Jackson was our quarterback at Heights High. It was great.
That's awesome.
Went to Cincinnati.
Special teamers.
I don't know if he played there.
The punter. Hey, there can be no one but Tom Tupa, pride of Brecksville High School.
Yeah, Tom Tupa was the one that I was thinking of. But
there are others.
Brian Wagner also.
Yeah, who, by the way, taught here in Northeast Ohio as a teacher for many years.
Was a high school football coach at Highland? Isn't that where he was?
Yeah, and taught at Brunswick.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I knew he was at Highland. I did a story
on him. The kicker. You're only as good as your last kick.
Yeah?
Matt Barr.
Oh, that's easy.
Matt Barr.
Yeah.
Your head coach, there's only one. That's Bill Belichick. Yeah. Although Sam Ratigliano was on both coaching staffs. Sam used to be a coach with the Patriots.
Wait. But Pelote Frojo didn't make this thing?
And the assistant coaches, I just put together
you an picked this. I can't talk about these other guys. I want to talk about Ricky Feature and Mark Edwards. You want to talk about assistant coaches?
Well, the other one we should probably throw in just because he does Westwood One games every so often, Jason McCourty, too.
Yeah, well, okay. There are other DBs.
Just to toss out a fun
name. But he was barely here.
I know. He's a really nice guy, though.
Barely here.
He's very friendly.
The assistant coaches, Mike Vrabel.
You two get to tell your stories about people being nice to you.
Yeah.
Mike was an assistant here last year hanging out. Romeo Crennel, of course, was with the Patriots. And Bubba Ventrone. As Vrabe said, I played with Bubba. So there you go.
How many Buckeyes do you think have played for both teams?
I don't know, Andy. Let's Google tell us.
Google didn't tell me. I just looked it up. You said him. Tom Tupa. That was it. Only guy that's played on both teams that went to Ohio State, according to...
No kidding.
Yep, according to the football database. Yeah.
Who knew? How about that?
What a good family the Tupa family is.
Isn't that funny?
Good people. Is that it?
I wonder if Bailey Zappe has any trade secrets left that he can share with the Browns as they get ready for this one.
Maybe. Remember Ted Washington? That guy was about 10,000 pounds. 365.
Ted was large.
365, yeah. 365.
That man was a mountain of a human.
Ted was large.
That was referred good. To him as sir.
They named a state after him. He was so big. He was so big they gave him a district, too.
That's why you call that man sir.
Sir.
Man, was he big. I remember standing next to him. I was like, you guys, whoa.
You see him every year. They wear him once a year. The old classic New England Patriot uniforms.
Yeah.
That had the little center Patriot snapping the football on the helmet and the red unis.
Yeah, if you had enough quarters while you were eating breakfast at the pancake place, you'd put the quarters in, and that one always came up. You always got that stupid one.
Remember how big it was when the Patriots changed their uniforms? I mean, they had the major overhaul to go to the uniforms they ended up wearing to the Super Bowl.
Probably one of the best of all time, to be honest with you.
What, the new ones or the old ones?
The switch from the old to the new.
I liked their old uniforms. I thought they were great. Their new ones are great, too. I thought they came up with two really good ones. So that was good. Jeff Thomas is just a man who works his tail off. He just dropped off some information for us, and we appreciate that, Jeff. What a guy!
Of which we won't pass along to you.
Because what a guy!
It's not relevant at this point.
No, it really isn't.
That's okay.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.